The NDP held onto a good portion of the ridings in northeastern Ontario in the 2022 general election. The party held onto its seats in Sudbury, Jamie West, Nickel Belt, France Gelinas, Temiskaming Cochrane, John Van Thoff, and Mushkagowat, James Bay, Guy Bourguin. Meanwhile, in the Timmins riding, longtime NDP MPP Giles Bisson, who held the riding for 32 years, was defeated by former mayor and PC candidate George Peary, marking the end of an era. The Tories also held onto the Nipissing riding where Vic Fedeli won handily. In Parry Sound Muskoka, a riding held by Norm Miller since 2001, elected another Tory after Miller didn't seek re-election. Graydon Smith is the PC MPP in that riding as of tonight. In Sault Ste. Marie, PC candidate Ross Romano held onto his seat as well. Moving to the northwest, in Thunder Bay Superior North, a riding held by Liberal Michael Gravel since 1999, New Democrat Lise Vajois claimed victory tonight. Gravel announced this year that he would not be seeking re-election after his previous cancer had returned. Greg Rickford, PC, held onto his seat in Kenora Rainy River. He will have a friend in the neighboring Thunder Bay Atikokan riding as NDPer Judith Monteith Farrell lost her seat to Tory candidate Kevin Holland. Two northern ridings were among 19 experiencing delayed results tonight. Results are now in for Keewetanung, where the NDP's Saul Mamakwa held onto his seat, and for Algoma Manitoulin, where NDPer Michael Mantha held onto his seat. Overall, while the results still must be confirmed, Doug Ford led the PCs to a majority government with more than 80 seats. The NDP will remain the official opposition with 29 seats. Results are still coming in as of this writing. However, the party will serve in that capacity without Andrea Horwath as leader. She announced tonight that she will be stepping down. Once again, the Liberals will not have official party status having failed to secure the 12 seats needed. Leader Stephen Del Duca announced tonight that he will be stepping down as leader.